I'll just introduce you with Alan Rackham here at the museum at the Riversley Centre. And he's about to show me something with like almost skull shed. Would you
something
call it
a very special?
What is it?
It's a shoulder girdle from a horned turtle.
Okay. How big would the turtle have been?
About a metre wide and about a 1.3, 1.4 long.
Right.
Just the shell.
Yeah.
What we have there
is that
this
one
part
there?
Here.
Okay.
What we have here is that broken piece of bone there.
Right. So what bone would that be called then?
Well, that would be whatever part of limb bone.
Right.
And that sits on there like that.
Oh, right.
It's an articulated bone, which is very rare.
Okay.
How
old are we looking at?
24 million. 24 million years old. And we did some research on it. There's a girl, Jo, that was working in here as a volunteer quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She did some research on the computer. And she came up with that photo, which, of course, it highlights that very well.
Yes.
And she also did some other research. It's very interesting, actually, that this is an American paleontologist.
Mm-hmm.
He's been over in Lord Howe Island and some of the Pacific Islands, and they're digging up lots of them over there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to dig down in the middens on some of those islands, when they get over 300 years, they're finding bits and pieces of this fellow. So he was eaten out about 300 years ago.
Yeah.
This fellow's 24 million years old.
Mm.
He would have changed a lot over that 24 million years, but 300 years ago, he was still running around.
Yeah. Where was this found?
This fellow. This is a site called Sticky Beak, a D site.
At Riversley?
Oh, everything here apart from that down there is from Riversley.
Yeah.
Everything we have.
And how recently was this found?
Oh, the rock was collected in 2003, but I only put it in acid. We keep a record of everything we do, and it went into acid in February.
Okay, so it was the fact that this museum has reopened that's enabled this discovery to be dated, I suppose, and identified.
Yes.
So you didn't know what it was when you put it in acid?
No, I had no idea, but as it came out, I thought it had a piece of crocodile because crocodile inner bone is sort of a little bit similar to that.
Yeah.
And I just thought because of the shape of the joint, I thought it was because crocodiles are more like this joint like that rather than like that. But
so what did you do? Did you send it away or
I sent a photo. Well, when we got to this stage, I sent a photo down to the scientists.
To where, sorry?
The scientists in University of New South Wales.
Yep.
I immediately got back and said, this is seriously scientific.
Yep.
In other words, I want it.
Yep.
I had dreams of putting in a nice Perspex case and putting it out on display with a photo, with a ring around it.
Yeah.
A nice story, but no. So we're going to lose it for a while.
But you'll get it back. I mean, presumably.
Well, I might live long enough to get it back. But when they take material away to study...
Yeah.
The deal is that they send it back.
Of course, yeah. So they obviously, but it's, I mean, that's, I guess, it's sad news for in terms of display, but it's good in terms of it obviously must be scientifically important.
Well, that's right. It also gives us more justification for doing what we do.
Yes.
You know, it's a great all round.
But so they sent it away, and they obviously came back with some initial finding, saying like the 24 million and the fact that it was.
We knew the site was 24 million because that Pacific site it's an old site.
Right.
It goes back to 2003, but I'm pretty sure it was actually discovered before.
And we found other things from that same site.
Yes.
That dating from the same period.
I processed this material back in. In about 1986, I was processing material from this site.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular piece was picked up in 2003.
Right. And
This is another piece from the same site.
Okay. Wow. What's this?
That's a bird. That's bird. Look at the joint. Look at the size of the joint. He's a bird. He's a big bird.
And so you're doing that at the moment, are you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't want him to I don't want to end up walking around with a handful of bits of bone.
Yeah.
I want to keep it for a display piece, but I need to stand him up and erode the bottom of him so that it lightens him up a bit. He's a bit
so what's the process? You put it through some sort of, like, what?
Acetic acid.
And that sort of corrodes all the stuff you don't want.
It dissolves lime. It attacks limestone.
Yep.
Acetic acid. Just come in. All this rock here comes from Riversleigh.
Yep.
It's all got bone in it.
Yep.
And
so this is one stuff that hasn't yet been treated.
It hasn't been treated.
Yep.
Some of it's got patches on it. We put patches on it to protect it during transit. We use acetic acid when we get the acid. It's at 90%.
Right.
If we put any of these rocks in that, we'd get nothing. It would just eat the bone and all.
Yep.
So we dilute it to 5%.
Right.
At 5%, a litre of acid will dissolve roughly half of its weight of limestone, good quality limestone.
Yep.
So if we put 200 litres of water in a tub, 10 litres of acid, we will dissolve roughly 5 kilograms of limestone.
Over how long? How long that take?
That will take in the summer when it's nice and warm, the water's warm, about a week, and then it neutralises itself and won't react anymore. When the water's cold like it is now, it might take 3 weeks to get the same result.
Yeah.
And you drop the acid out and replenish it, fill up with water again and put more acid in, so it's an ongoing process.
So tell me, back with is it a tortoise or a turtle?
It is a tortoise. But they call him a turtle.
Okay. Has it given a scientific name yet? Do you know?
Oh, he has. I'd never get my tongue around it anyway.
Okay.
But
I've got some details on
here. No, it's not
here. Oh, okay.
It's not here.
Yeah. Look, I just wanted to make sure. I'll try and find them. I'll get the name of the person that you're dealing with, maybe off you, so I can get that scientific name off you.
All you got to do is punch in on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Punch in horned turtle.
Horned turtle.
It will come up.
So it's known.
And if you do a bit of research, the photos and everything will come up.
Good stuff. Yeah. So you're pretty pleased with this. It's another justification for what we do here.
It's another smile.
Yes.
We smile all day, every day. Yeah. This is just another thing to smile about.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really
great. It's great to have this facility here then too.
Marvellous, marvellous.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've got a whole bunch of things that are waiting on to...
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rock from a site called Two Trees. We've got over 300 sites up there.
Mm.
We had a rock from a site called Two Trees.
Yep.
This is all that's left of that rock.
Right.
Out of that rock, though, we got turtle. We can see bits of turtle there.
Mm-hmm.
We got fish. If you look around here, there's a tiny little pin sticking out.
Rather than tape this, I'm going to video this.